At this unusual moment in history, there's an interesting array of celestial phenomena populating the morning sky and stirring the thought life. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. So first, this week brings the first new moon of the spring on Tuesday, formerly known as the Year Moon, because as the first to occur after the sun returns to its more northerly climes at equinox, it signaled the season of preparation for the sacred. In the pre-Christian era, reading the star picture at this particular new moon could reveal the intentions for the coming year of the divine beings believed to populate the celestial world. Then, in the early Christian era, March 24th was established as the feast of the Archangel Gabriel, also a divine being and also carrying a message of annunciation from the spiritual world. So on Tuesday, when the moon is new, the planets Mercury and Venus will also be at greatest elongation, which means they're as far away from the sun as they can get, Mercury at dawn and Venus at dusk. It's like these two are forming a mighty chalice that's being handed around at the divine gathering in the sky. And into it, the new moon is pouring the elixir of dawn, having gathered forces from recent meetings with Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, which are all beautifully arrayed in the morning sky right now. Now, in the Celtic wonder tale of the King Under Waves' daughter, the hero must get the cup that belongs to the king of the Plain of Wonder to restore his beloved to good health. She has lost 3 drops of her heart's blood, and only a draft of healing from the sacred cup will restore her. The cup was 1 great sapphire, cut so that it flashed with blue and silver stars of flame. This is the kind of starry setup and imagination that could come in handy right now to secure a toast of good health from the celestial world. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.